Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives. And today I want to talk to you about slam dunks. But before we get to that, I just want to ask, how are you doing? Are you doing good? I'm truly asking, genuinely, are you doing well? We're almost a quarter done with 2021. It seems like COVID is slowly being managed or put under control. At least over here in Israel, my city is now a green zone for the first time in I don't know how long, and things are looking better. I'm hoping things are looking better where you are as well. And still, we are about 25% done with 2021. Don't let the year pass you by. Make sure to achieve not just the roadmap goals you committed to, but also personal growth. Make sure to upgrade yourself. One of those upgrades can be achieved by reading the Tech Executive Operating System, which is gonna be published in a couple of weeks. But even without that, listening to the podcast and similar material is good. Reading is good. You know, even going to physical or virtual conferences is good. But none of those is gonna make a difference if you do not implement. So I just wanted to make sure you're aware of that. It might make you feel, you know, warm and fuzzy inside to read and listen. But if you don't actually change what you're doing, then this is merely entertainment for you. Let's be frank about that. So that's me. By the way, if you are interested in virtual conferences, I will be speaking at the Developer First Tech Leadership Conference. I will have the link in the show notes with a discount offer in case you're interested. And now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about slam dunks. You know, when you're in my position and you have to learn the intricacies of different engineering teams, very fast, and nowadays without being there physically, without being able to talk to a bunch of people, without being able to walk the halls and see how things are doing, you have to become very, very acutely aware of all sorts of different hints. And I've developed this bank of heuristics that I use in order to quickly find which threads I need to pull on and hopefully find the root causes of different issues, or even find issues that my clients are not aware of. And one such thing that I've come to realize is usually an interesting indicator is handling slam dunks, handling teams that seem to always be achieving what they committed to. And let me be clear, I have yet to have a single client, no CEO, no CTO, ever came up to me and said, Aviv, I've got a problem. This team keeps delivering on their promises. Not a single one. So why is that bad? This is, again, the sort of thing that looks good on paper, right? Who wouldn't want a team that delivers? But my problem is that sometimes, if the team continuously delivers everything it's promised, then maybe that team is not pushing themselves as much as they should. I mean, don't we all fail from time to time? When we fail, we get some learning. And I'm not talking about, you know, a catastrophical failure. I don't want you to blow production once a quarter so we can say, all right, that team is learning. That's not my goal. And still, if the team never drops the ball, if the team never needs more time, then frankly, that team is not pushing itself. It is squarely in the center of a big, nice, warm, fuzzy comfort zone. And they are not edging themselves even an inch away from it. And you know, that feels nice. I get that. You're just delivering. You're in pure delivery mode. And sometimes you need that. But if the team is always in its comfort zone, it's not learning. It's not providing innovation. It's not pushing anyone toward a brighter future. It's just doing what it's told. When I talk about tech executives moving upstream, up the decision stream, so that they are able of seeing the strategy, you know, the higher you go up a mountain, the farther you can see. So you go upstream and you climb and you climb, and eventually you are able to see where the company is headed. And also you are able of redirecting where the company is going. That's moving upstream at its extreme. And that's, by the way, subject of chapter 4 of my book. When you're not upstream enough, what I call those managers, because frankly, if you're not upstream, you're not an executive. You're not truly possessing executive responsibility. You're just a manager, a glorified manager. And at that level, you are what I call an order taker. The CEO or the VP of product come over and say, here's the roadmap for the next quarter. And you're there holding your pen and paper saying, all right, taking down the order and saying, would you like fries with that? I'm sorry, but that's what you're doing. If you're taking an order and then delivering what you promised, you are merely an order taker. You are merely making sure that you are having those slam dunks. Your team probably makes sure to have enough buffers, so whatever it is committing to is always golden, and no one ever makes any big mistakes. No one ever has to scramble at the last minute trying to find a solution. And sometimes we want that. If every single quarter you meet all of your objectives, then none of them truly were stretch goals, and you need some of those. You're losing out on the capacity to bring out more ingenuity, more features, faster iterations, learning and developing, and your team as a whole becoming better. Yeah, I know no one that has ever been an engineer likes the idea of putting more urgency into it. We feel bad. We've been burned in the past as engineers, and so we do not want to do the same to our people. But there's a huge difference between using deadlines, using urgency purely as, you know, as a whip in order to cajole your people to work faster. And then there's the concept of coming from us intrinsically wanting to become better, pushing ourselves a bit every day, a bit more. If you go to the gym, if you lift weights, if you run, you know what I'm talking about. We try to get a bit better. I ran 5K the other day at a given speed, and the next day I'm going to be a bit, or try to be a bit faster. I'm doing my weighted pull-ups, and hopefully every 2 weeks I'm going to put on a bit more weights to see improvement. That's progressive overload. That's how we make muscles better. I think that my very first episode of this podcast is called The Leadership Muscle. We have to exercise muscles to become better. And this is not simply about you yourself and your leadership. This is about your entire team becoming better. So take stock of the past quarter or two and think, have you always had slam dunks, or maybe a group or a team that's always having slam dunks? And does that mean that they were simply lucky during that time, or have you allowed them to be in their comfort zones? Are you setting objectives that are at least partially stretching them so they become stronger and better and are able to perform better, to be more productive, and to do more things? That's, you know, it's not even for the better business results. It's for the sake of having your people improve and grow, because people who eventually leave, it's either because they are dissatisfied with their managers, which I'm hoping that's not the case for you, or because they realize that they have outgrown the company. They have reached a plateau and they want to move on. That's the best people, of course. The very, very top of the brightest people want to always feel like they are progressing. And if you're not pushing them, if you're allowing them to plateau and be still and merely deliver, you're doing them a disservice and you're missing out on a bunch of talent growth. So, my friend, make sure that you are not lowering your expectations and settling for a bunch of slam dunks. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. I don't recall if I've mentioned it earlier, but I have a new series of videos called the Friday Upgrades. They are about 4 minutes long and they contain concepts from the Tech Executive Operating System. If you haven't checked them out yet, be sure to click the link below to check my YouTube channel. Or, of course, you can and should subscribe to my newsletter, where every week I have that and everything else interesting that I'm doing. So check that link as well. Thank you for joining me and talk soon.